Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 15th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the swearing-in of members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's attempts to stop corruption in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in new members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission amid reports that the commission is currently handling over 200 cases of corruption.
The commission has pledged to tackle corruption, which it says is the key driver of economic decay in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has over the years recorded serious cases of corruption, including the infamous Willowcat car scandal, which involved some top state officials and several others.
The commissioners are Chairperson Justice Lois Matanda Moyo, Jesse Majome, John Makamure, Gabriel Chaiva, Tandiwe Tando Mhlobane, Frank Muchengwa, retired Major Michael Dennis Santi, Phineas Murapa, and Mabel Ndakaripa Hungwem.
The Zimbabwean government recently gave the commission some arresting powers to stop graft.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, kunjalo chonga, kunjalo
futhi. Yaphila baba, uthi no.
Hayi yaphila kakhulu.
Yeah. Kunjalo bantwa. Ah, abantwana bayaphila. Ngiyathaba kakhulu ukuthi iZack, now we have a commission. Bayabopa.
Yeah.
Ukaita ikuda kundiita commission, ndongotaura commission.
Yeah.
Gibbs akuna.
Then somebody comes, arrests you because of this.
Ivo vanokusunga vega.
Yeah.
Ivo vanobva vatongokuisa, ndofunga vanenge vachitopiwa cheni. Zvakudara nokuti ukaona huori onzi mhanya ondotaura kumapurisa, mapurisa osvikonzi manje hatina docket, enda kune imwe police station.
Yeah.
Vakubva vangokubata ipapo.
Wotanwa ule mali ke, ungavaniki mali
pero tofoi. Imwe mhosva futi.
Vakufa pakati.
Zvakanyanya. Saka ndozvinhu zviri kutariswa kuti commission inge ichishanda kuvhara huori. Nokuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti nyika iri kutadza kubudirira nenyaya yecorruption.
Yeah.
Saka kana paine commission saizvozvi ndozvine zvichitarisirwa.
So lapo ncabe fika ku roadblock lapa na mapoliseni, amapolisa ati pela ivhiri lako rihambe right. Angeke vaniki police.
Ivo afonera ku Zack.
Yeri mutengo Zack kuna.
Anobva atongosunga munhu iro.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu daba lolu. Abantu vanenge vakhuluma ngalo kuti i anti-corruption commission ezingena ofisini yayo. Wanzani ke ilamandla kuti ibopa bantu. Kodwa ke xa ibopa bantu konapo ibopa bantu abanjani ikosi kukhuluma kanti Jesu lojonga khonapho ukuthi nxa bengafika kumbe ku-roadblock ipolisa libe sisithi hayi phela mbona ngazani imoto yakho ayihambi kuhle ilalokhu lalokhu kumbe umtshiso wayo kawulunganga kambe bona bangeke bababribha yini kambe lanxa umuntu ebotshwa engekababambisa yini imali. So ke nxa sokusiya phambili sizwile ke ukuthi uhulumende uthi ke abantu beZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission sebe lamandla okuthi babophe. Kambe bazabe bopha abantu abanjani? Akutsho ukuthi bayagcina befukula labanye abantu abangalabacala uzokuthiwa uzibani ngoba ulwisana norhulumente sokumele bamjove phakathi. So sifuna ukuzwa ngalo ukuthi kuhamba njani. Namhlanje ke siyakwazi ukuthi bagcotshiwe khonangale ke e-State House labo ke abakuZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Asazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Ndiready Gibbs. Zvinofadza kuti nyika inenge ichitora matanho akaita saiwa yekuti pange pachirwiswa huori. Nekuti huori ndouri kunzi wauraya nyika. Saka nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vatoresa mhiko makomishina kuti vange vachitora basa iroro tichinzwa kuti svondo rapera gurukota rezvemutemo vaziyambi vakazivisa nezvekupiwa masimba kwekomishen iyoyi kuti inge ichisunga vanenge vachipara dzimhosva kana kuita zveuori nokuti vakawanda vanga vachichema kuti komishen hongu ine basa rainoita asi kana isina masimba ekusunga hapana zviri kufamba vakawanda vachichema vachiti haina mazino zvino tinoona kuti zvese zvavepo komisheni yavepo makomishini atoreswa mhiko nhasi uye masimba ekusunga avepo chasara ndechekuti vaite basa tinonzwa kuti vane mhosva dzingada kutosvika kana mazana maviri 200 dzakamirira kunge dzichitariswa nekomisheni iyoyo teichitarisira kuti panofanira pachibuda chimuko wambotaura Gibbs iyo kuti pane vakambotosungwa nenyaya dzeuori kubvira kare kunana
Willowgate scandal. So kana pana vantu vave kule facility kahulumende yokuti amaminista atenga izimota eHolloville Industries
Crisida
makrisida onalala vantu vaatenga makrisida kodwa ngatenga aveseyithengisa xa ithengise ethenge nge 3000 athengise 5000 so azuze nje phakathi sikwama lapha
zvakagara zvichingoitwa Gibbs tinoona kuti isisi tichikura taitoti unonotenga masenda kuru ako musupermarket obuda panze wafuriza kumba wakutengeso
manje le yaihlupa ngoba yayilo government phakathi kuti ugovernment la wayifaka kuimadlana so nxa ugovernment yokufakela imali wena
usaithengisaawuchadzosera mari
kupakaipa
Gibbs tinonzwa kuti taane mumwe mudare wedu vanove muzvare Jesse Majome vari komishina weZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission vanove mumwe wemakomishina atoreswa mhiko nhasi kustate house tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu muzvare Majome aiwa taswera ndinoimba kuti vateereri vaswerawo zvakanaka Gibbs
yes so for a start in English can you tell us you know what you guys are actually mandated to do as the Anti-Corruption Commission what are your duties
In terms of Chapter 13 of the Constitution, the Anti-Corruption Commission is one of those two institutions that are established in order to combat crime. So that's clearly what we must do, apart from the Prosecutor General. So what we must do is to devise measures and policy positions and actually take measures regarding the elimination of corruption. It involves, therefore, seeking to understand, investigating what are the causes of corruption, its magnitude, its manifestations, where it is, and then apart from that, actually taking action, investigating particular cases, and recommending them for prosecution to the Prosecutor General's office, as well as also advising the state, as well as the private sector, because the mandate of the Anti-Corruption Commission is not only to eliminate corruption in the public sphere, but the private and the public sphere. So our role is to recommend and to put in place mechanisms where we can in order to end corruption and to also promote the values of integrity as well in our society. That is preventing corruption as well.
And so you've got arresting powers. And you've got arresting powers, right?
We the commission has not have arresting powers, but the commission, but you know that anybody in Zimbabwe actually has the power to arrest. I'm sure you've heard of what is called the citizen's arrest, where anyone sees anyone who they suspect is committing a criminal offense, they are authorized to apprehend them and bring them to the law enforcement agents. So that's always there. But I'm sure recently we heard how the Minister of Justice recently gazetted and included in the definition of peace officers, officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission, so that they also additionally are able to, you know, that they would be in the, that they would also have clear arresting powers, but they would therefore hand over the people to the police.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. Please do stay on the line. Tinemwe munyarikano wedu pachirongwa Gibbs. We have Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is an independent political commentator. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndiweni.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Welcome. Your first word on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission commissioners.
I think I'll pursue enough and congratulate Jesse Majome, particularly because I think in one of my tweets, if she recalls, I think I would have loved to be part of the commission. And just want to say, I'm so okay, Majome. I think just to keep my perspective on the commission, it remains to be seen if this commission will behave differently from the previous one that was suspended. I think what we saw then was a lot of, I would say, media kind of statements that it has done, it's going to do it, this and that. But then in terms of the practical action on the ground, we did not see that. So this commission that is now has members, people like Jesse Majome, that seemingly have some kind of a record in doing a bit of good work. It remains to be seen if they are going to live to the billing. We don't want to be having commissions that come and go, and we spend money on them, and they fail to deliver. 2 years after it's suspended, we lose resources and time, and the time continues to go without dealing with the key issues that are still affecting the country, issues of corruption. And we want to see to what extent we have the power to hack and top politicians who seem to be mentioned or to be the key players in corruption, corrupt activities in the country. Not to say that ordinary citizens are not participating in corrupt activities, but I think the big corruption that we are seeing in the country, it's worth millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, allegations of corruption in various institutions. And it remains to be seen if these people are going to chase to buy, or it will be just lip service that have a commission now with people who have a bit of integrity, and then that's the end of it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. You heard it from Mr. Ndweni. He says it remains to be seen if the new commission.
It has some teeth.
Yes, and it's different from the previous one.
Yeah. Kodwa ke baba ndiweni ngesindebele just briefly. Ubona ngazani amazinyo bangawuthatha ngapi? Njengoba sizwile uMajome lapho uthi hayibona ye bala amandla ukuthi bangapopha umuntu bembambe kodwa so mandla lana amagulu phela. So ukuze balolwe ukuthi bakwenze konoko kumele bathathe ngapha amandla. Njengoba ke nxa singangena kukhonoko anti-corruption commission ezakudala. Uyachuta hayi sasingani zinqundekile. So unqundeka khonoko kungalungiswa njani?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ukuze bebe namazinyo kudingakala esingathi ngesikhiwa i-political will ukuthi labo abaphethe intambo zamandla babe leqiniso baqiniseke ukuthi bafuna ukulwisa ukugwelegwele. Ngibona ngani vele indikimba yendaba yokuthi is a political will kulokufuna yini from laba abaphethe intambo ukuthi abantu laba basebenze kumbe it's window dressing ukuthi hayi commission siyaphointiwe sebekhona sebefungisiwe kumele ukuthi bavunyele basebenze, but labo futhi kumele batshengisele ukuthi nxa kukuthi kule mgoqo ethize ezabavimba ukuthi basebenze ababonakale beresayine. Mna ngibona ngani umuntu sibili othembekileyo oqinisile ongafuna ukuthi abejoyele imoto enkululiyana lokungamazimadlana akutholayo ngomsebenzi nxa kukuthi akusebenzeki umuntu kumele athi mina sengishiya umsebenzi lokhu angumkwanisi ngibule kule nto ezithize ezisimbayo. So ngicabanga ukuthi kuzakhanya kuzavela ukuthi amazinyo bazaba lawo na, and kuzakuya ngokuthi abaphethe intambo bayavumelana bayabanika lawo mandla yini, ngoba amapholisa azobethi avunyele intambo phabantu and they can get that power. So abanje bazawathola kubakhulu bazahambe bahambe livimbili balimbophe, ngoba undanganyela ukuthi engabe kuphatheka kubugwelegwele.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khona phonga indawo baba Ndweni. So all what he's saying is that there's need for politicians to have that what is called a political will to actually fight against corruption. So he says if that's not the case, and Majome and others don't have all that kind of power and, you know, to push and all those kind of things, they should resign at one stage if they believe they're not doing the right thing.
Who should resign? The politicians?
The commissioners.
Or the commissioners
themselves, yeah.
Okay.
So if they push and think, no, you know, we're just wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody should come clean and say, no, you know what? We cannot continue doing this.
But I think there should be other means instead of the commissioners resigning. Because you know what will happen?
Mm.
the whoever is corrupt will just budge, mm-hmm. knowing that in the end the commissioners will give up.
That's why he says the political will is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go to Miss Majome, Timbunzgawa Tereri, Studio 7, Vanyora, pa Facebook page, Edu, and Zina Mkoma Elias Basopo, watching from Zimbabwe, Harare, Mkoma Filimon Kawena. We need that move to end corruption in our nation, Zimbabwe. Then Top Fan, and the disciple, Gilson Madanire, and Zukova Kawana, vari iwo mutungamiri wenyika wamunangagwa wacho. Wanofana kwa sunga ere. Then Panashe Tapfuma hanzi mkoma jonga maskwera sei. Then Watson Mtau hai. Then Tona Pana Elias Basopo wadzuka dokaro wa shinyora hanzi well said Madam J. Ndofunga watara Madam Jesse Majome hanzi congratulations Makorokoto. Let's work hard about corruption. Muzare Majome murikunzwa zviri kubva kuna vandiweni pamwe nevateereri vese vari kungotarisira kuti dambudziko iri rinofanira kupedza kuti urongwa hunofanira kupedza dambudziko recorruption kana rehuwo rirabata nyika. Tichitarisa maumbirwa akaitwa komisheni yenyu nematarisiro amunoita zvikwanisiro zvenyu zvamunofunga mune muchiwana zvebasa nezvimwe zvakadaro zvingatora nguva yakadii kuti vana veZimbabwe vatange kuona kuti andofunga maakushanda. Munogona nyikuti kana kutaura neshona kana kusanganisa zvine chirungu kuti how long do you think that Zimbabweans can start appreciating that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission is working?
To be honest, I do not have any idea how long, because I was just appointed today. I'm one of the 8 commissioners. So it would really depend on when it is that the commission can actually have its meeting. First meeting, because there hasn't, I'm not able to tell. But what I would be able to say to Zimbabwe is that, that can they just be patient, because it's setting up of a commission. There was a chairperson only, and then there are commissioners. So it really depends. I'm sure the commission will be communicating to the public through the chair when it will start.
Thank you so much. Hanzi ndozvinoitika kana vana vakanga vane nzara for a long time. Vakangoona mai vaisapoto pamoto, they think kuti asadza ruva rango ibva ipa havambozova tiri chakwata richizodi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if the family has been going for days without food,
yeah,
the moment they see their mother putting like a pot on the fireplace, they would suggest, they would just think that it's automatic that there will be food. Sansa is going to be ready. They don't know that it will take time to
cook and stuff. Yes. Yeah.
I think we have a caller or we have someone online. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Makadi.
Ndakafara Mr. Jonga Linjani.
Ngiyaphila ungubani?
Yakunyoni lo umlaleli wesithu.
Moyo kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila ukudube, ngiyaphila baba dube kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu moyo. Akutsho ukuthi unibona njani udaba lolu?
Ya mina udaba lolu mnumzana yabona into ekhaya nje. Ya kuba kuhle makukhulunywa nje on paper. Kodwa manje kuthi sekusetshenzwa amagama layo sibabona oGabriel labo laya wanja injani yesu bangakhona ukusebenza kodwa into ekhaya nje into la ekuthi ekhaya all the time eZimbabwe umuntu kungaba neproject enje lebesebenominatwa nguye umongameli yazi umuntu wakhona obanominatayo mina anye umthembu yabona into elezinjengandinona lezi anye umthembu ubabantu wabo amadoda lawo abantu abakhona abakhona apho labo chayiva labo ngazo umuntu othi namhlanje ukhuluma oba umuntu wabo uchayiva ngoba ukhuluma esihlayela bese kungapha kuMTT uyazi ukusasa sekhulisayela esinjalo umuntu onjalo awu wamthembisa sasa ngakho umuntu esitrade sasekhuluma ye anti corruption umuntu onjalo othinta thintayo yabona. So you program yabo ukuthi bona kwakufunakala ukuthi kube ne anti corruption yes abantu vena nayithakazile ukuthi izizwe zingaba right kodwa nje siapproach khona abantu abakhethayo nabantu abakhethiweyo imajority yabo akuna marizasi yaphumala ngokuba yicuku nje eliza kudla amabhondi yalama beer ngehole nje ngehlale emahoteli emhlangano kothe end of the day corruption yari khona yaloku sidlilize lo sithela imali phela kuyo lento ophumayo
lapha ke uchuti akula ncedo lokho
hayi baba tube yona njengabona lapha safunda ukuthela leqiniso ngeZimbabwe oyaziyo nawe yabona kusuka thina sibona amakomishini osandla commission yikomishini yabangathi yasebenza kwabanzi abantu kodwa abantu laba bazange bajeziswe enyagumbu babo bathi abakunathi poison akwaziyo ba poison bayeamaqiniso bokwakuyistori wathi enyagumbu from there akuzange kube necommission akuzange kube nento esebenzayo and abantu laba yibo ubonako mna ngagwala obantu bala yibo abakhona nanamhlanje into yabo nje mina ngabotshwa nawe ungabotshwa nje ngoba umuntu nje obhizini kodwa into elekuthi bamba bona yekethi abathatha imali yathetha ngokuthi ukuba kubhuti lowakithi lo umpofu lo bhetikofu wathatha iy'nkota zonke ngalo wafaka emzini wakhe wakha amahotele into yonke efolosifosi nguyiwa nje nguye kathesi bamutsho eyouth lo bezani labo kuyaziwa bathi lifela kodwa ukuthi ebanjwa wabokakabanjwa
kanesi ngathi uyacatshangelwa
kodwa abantu besaziwa bayabazi abantu abafuze ukuthi abapholisi amapholisa abobhona political ground bedonta arrest abantu bashentshayo ilizwe lisilungiswa yi-corruption uyabo indaba le so kathesi sithi kungena ubani into le yikudlisana imali nje banikezana imisebenzi ngoba sayiva abasweli yokuze ku-MP labo lokuvele umajomi usisifanela ebandleni naye u-MP akungenanga bayanikezana izikhundaekhona imali akuna meje yatholaka lapha imali yaleengabanikeza ukuthi yomakhaya beyefundisa abantwana kithi ngale kuyodede ngale futhi abantu befunde kungcono.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana moya ungathina kusasa baba. Akunjalo uchithe inombolo yakho sasingayibonanga kuhle nyoni ungasithayi
kuhle kuhle mnumzana hayi makube njantele ukuthi sifodise nje kodwa akuba nto esebenzayo yaeki ngithela abanye isikhathi
ye siyabakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa baba. So Mr. Nyoni is saying that this is just a waste of time, you know. He says maybe people that are going to be targeted are political opponents of the establishment. So he says even the appointment of these people was done by the president. So if a president appoints these people, which means there's a problem. And then he cites the Sandura Commission. Still remember, Wilson Sandura Commission, the Eulogate scandal. So he says, what happened to that? There were some people who drank some, who allegedly drank some poison. And there are some people who were said to have been summoned to court. But then their cases just disappeared. So he says, you know what? This is a gravy train. And then he went on to say, you know, there are people like Gabriel Chaiva and Miss Majome who were in MDC and they didn't make it politically, according to him. So he says now they are back, you know, through the back door. And he says such people, you never know what happens when they're dealing with corruption. So maybe they may not diligently do what they're supposed to do. Maybe we can go to Majome and
pose a question. Miss Majome, maybe you can respond to that.
You know, I think it's very sad that I realize that there's a lot of debate in Zimbabwe that with respect to this gentleman is out of ignorance. You know, I think Zimbabweans should take the, you know, she should have the habit of just reading and informing themselves about what the issues that they talk about are. Because from this gentleman, I can forgive him because it doesn't look like he's actually familiar at all. He knows at all what the point, you know, what a constitutional commission is, what the constitution says about commissions. He does not at all know how the commission is selected. So maybe for his benefit and for the benefit of listeners, because I've been engaging in a debate on social media, and the people, look, I think let's get to know what this, how these things work. I think political polarization and obsession with the members of this political party or that will continue to ruin Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a nation. It is way bigger than any political party. Political parties are inside ZANU-PF. I'm not in a political party myself. I left. But I'm saddened to see this obsession. I'm seeing a lot of very uninformed and very ignorant, like, you know, actually vitriol from members of the, particularly the MDC, who seem to be, they are just aggrieved, they're unhappy and grumbling with everything. And some of them, the ones who are saying this, don't know that the Anti-Corruption Commission is a commission that is established by Chapter 13 of the Constitution. It is a constitutional commission. And how is it established? It is actually put in place by Parliament. How Parliament? Because Section 151 of the Constitution sets up a committee on standing rules and orders of Parliament. And it doesn't look like he's Mr. Nyati. He doesn't know what is the committee on standing rules and orders, that it is the leadership of Parliament that reflects the composition of Parliament. Therefore, it means that it's got people from, I think he's from the MDC, this person. He doesn't know that the leader of the opposition who is in the MDC, the chief whip of the MDC, and also other members of the MDC are members because of the constitution of the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. But you see, it doesn't look like he even followed the news because he didn't know that. He should have followed the interviews, the Republic. I and other commissioners were actually selected by the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. Section 251 of the Constitution says that that Committee of Standing Rules and Orders conduct public interviews. These interviews were public. If this gentleman had followed, they'd actually have seen that members, they'd have seen members of the opposition who were on the panel and members of ZANU-PF who were on the panel, and they would have seen them grilling us. And so in terms of the Constitution, the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders of Parliament is actually the one that selects these people. It chooses the interviews. It picks 12 people from the, you know, from the pool. There were 30, there were 100 and something of us at the beginning. The Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that includes people from the MDC, senior members, including the leader in Parliament and so on. They shortlisted people. They came up with 38 names. They then interviewed us. They picked 12 names from that. And then of those 12 names, they sent them to the president in terms of the constitution. And the president's only role and the power that he has is to drop 3 of those names. And from those 12, the president picks 8. So all of the people are selected by parliament, including members of the opposition. And the president drops 3. And then because he is the head of state, he will conduct the ceremony of actually swearing them in and appointing them. So, I think we should read and get to understand these things. These are not ZANU-PF institutions.
Thank you so much.
The Sandula Commission was not a constitutional. It was way before this constitution. It was a commission in terms of the commissions of inquiry.
That's right.
Go on, but please run. Let us read and let us be informed. So that we can get this country going. We can only hold institutions to account if we know what they are about.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And hold on there. I think we've got a caller.
Yes, Mkoma Gabriel or Parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Magadi.
Magadi.
Takasimba. Danzu. Kwa kutitina Mkoma Gabriel. Ndi Mkoma Gabriel. Ani hao?
Mkoma Gabriel.
Yeah. Okay. Murikupi Mkoma. South Africa Mpumalanga, Chirongwa ndicho chimapinda muchirongwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda nokutipinda muchirongwa.
Ndizvozvo.
Ndinoda kukorokotidza vapinda basa. Kuti aiwa mukana wavo kuita mari wasvika. Ndokuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti pane makomishina akawanda ari kungotora mari but pasina chinobuda. Recently takaita komishina yavamondlande chakataura zvayakataura but hakuna kana mumwe chete akaudzwa kunzi chii chakabuda ipapo. Saka nyaya yekuti vamunangagwa vanoita havo makomishina vari kuisa magururo avo sezvataurwa nemutauri ambotaura pamashure apa ngaitaura nechidere vayava vanyonya. Pakomishina hapana chinobuda.
Sei muri kufunga kuti hapana chinobuda nokuti makomishen ya mataura ye mwashande commission yakasiyana mashandira ya Zimbabwe Anti Corruption Commission.
Kutaura chokwadi ngomaka kana iri zekomishin yakaitwa navamunangagwa yangori yayo kuti vari kungowana kwokuti vamwe vanhu vavo hama
akawana makomishin aitwa pasina chataona chabuda.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel. That's mukoma Gabriel calling from Mpumalanga in South Africa.
Yes.
He says that's a money making project for the commissioners because nothing tangible come out of that, and he cited the Moshande commission which said had its findings but nothing was taken out of that commission from the findings from the commission report to be effective.
Mr. Ndweni, I guess you are still around. I think you can hear people's views there, and it seems as if people are worried about this commission. They're saying it's just a waste of time, you know, literally.
I think some are opinions, some are facts, and some are, I think they are based on precedents of what has happened before. And I think I will not crucify people for expressing themselves in the way they see things, because perhaps they've seen things not working before. So they are good, they are right to actually be very skeptical about or pessimistic about what's going to happen with this commission, which I think, for me, it's a genuine concern. So I said earlier on, that it will depend in terms of depend on whether there is the will for the work and also mechanisms in place and the necessary support for them to do the work. But to say that people maybe they are lost, I don't think it's proper. But I think it's based on what they've seen before. Of course, I see the completion of commissions that are appointed by the president or president to do specific things, like the Monklante Commission, the Sandura Commission, that they're not constitutional commissions as compared to this one and the Human Rights Commission and among others. But I think what people are drawing from that is that perhaps those commissions have not really done anything meaningful besides producing a report, a report that sometimes is taken to the public or sometimes is hidden. So it remains to be seen if this sort of paper tiger, like I said, that is going to work, and it doesn't. So if it's not going to work, then the question is what happened to it. Of course, I think the commission, like, for example, if you think about the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, has tried to do some work. I think it has issued a statement and condemning certain acts, excesses of the state, among other things. And we're seeing them being a bit objective and doing work. So this commission, the anti-corruption commission, we're going to see whether it's going to do the same. But what is unfortunate is that it is starting from the negative side, because we have the previous one that was actually dissolved because seemingly it failed to work. So the question is, what is different about this besides what is the constitution? We know that in terms of the provisions or in terms of its functions, it's clearly outlined. But the question is, practice now from what is written. Are we going to see what is written in the constitution being translated into meaningful action on the ground? That is where people actually are contesting and saying,
thank you.
And nothing will happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the lines. Dr. Slabantu kutu again. Mbaleke umlaizelo ooto kumbembili. Utopia Sinlovu, uti sebefakwe emalini. Ayiku intoeza pumala. Oza funu kuti uyabonu kutu kwenza galani. Uzozo kutuake usecha ingozi emkwakweni. Uzobuya ke abanye njalo uBongo Love la uti nkolo mafoitu. Kumbulani ngume uti asazi so ikela sifutiwe. So people are saying, and they are very skeptical about the commission itself. So they are doubting whether it's going to have some kind of teeth, you know, to do their work. So then Martin Frank Samamo is saying, call me right now. And Skumbuzo Mlalazi on Facebook Ndebele, VOA Ndebele says, can you call me right now? I need to say something. Yes, so sizaba fonela nga senelisa. Kutwa ndilo muti cweni?
Tameti nemuterera ndizoti vachiripo here. Hello. Vankomo. Linjani baba Nkomo?
Ye mnumzana kunjani?
Yera.
Ye unjani?
Ah ngiyaphila njalo.
Ngiyaphila ngikhuluma lwani?
Yeah, ukhuluma lo effort mus.
Oh yeah, ncube akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani i-commission le, uyibona njani?
Ah, mina ngokamthokazi eMthembo akuna sithandi ukuchaya ingasihla umntini. Ah, lapha nje uJesse Majome sebefake planning labanye bakhe la. Njalo mina into yokuqala engivunda inganto ngiyakhala ngayo Dube, ungathangela khonapha. Dala kwensweni ezidlule beyo lokho ekuhlatshelwa ye uJonathan Moyo usebenzise 400,000 yezimdefu. Kira lani mali uJonathan okwakukhala ngayo ukuthi wayisebenzisa, akayifaka ngepoketini yakhe. Kulalokho eyakusebenzayo, kodwa kulama 15 billion anyamalalayo, akuna muntu okhuluma la ngayo. Kule mali okwakukhulunywa ngazo ephalamende ezezinara. Abayiphana ngazo ukuthi balungithinwele. No one is talking about it. Kule mali khathisile umntwana lo wabanjwayo kamthwangwa umnonga abantu wabanjwele about 200,000. No one is talking about it. Kuyo Dexter Ndunya wazi watshela ukuthi yaye double thief etshelwa ngulo unaseni weNorton. No one is talking about it. Kodwa into yonke lapho ekhona nxa kuthiwa kuyakhulumwa. Umuntu uJonathan Moyo. Kanti uJonathan Moyo wenzani? Okukhulu 400,000 le abayitshoye ezimdefu, nale imali yabo-Dexter Nduna, nalezi imali zabo-Zinara, okungakhunyelwa kuzo, nalezi imali zabomntwana wabo-Chris Mthwangi wabanjwe lama 200,000, konke kakhunyelwa ngazo. Naye nale ehlanganisa ubaba uMpofu yamadayimana lezi izimali ezazinyamalala. No one is talking about it. So khonapho into yokuqala Dube ngikhuluma ngani ngiyaprofita. Uze lozokhuluma ukuthi uJonathan akabuyazophendula. Kanti kusonani thina kuhamba njani?
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Siyabonga sibili, hayi kukhanya zanureza into eziningi kakhulu. Ukuthi sizambuza lo nkosazana Jesse Majome ukhona la. Siza ukuthi uthina ngakhonokho okukhulumileyo. Ungathina lokusasa Ncube, sibonge kakhulu baba. Siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mr. Ncube is saying is that you know, there are several issues or corruption cases that have been actually walking the limelight. One of them is the $15 billion. Still remember the Mugabe issue? 15 billion diamonds. Says nobody's talking about it right now. Zinana, the head dues. Says no one is talking about it. They're not even concerned. And then you mentioned an issue of a child of a senior person in ZANU PF and quasi government issues. So he says that person was caught with $200,000. And no one is even interested in knowing who did what and where the money was coming from. And all these cases, he says these are clear cases of corruption, and nobody is being accountable for such kind of monies. You know, most of it is state money. The 200,000, of course, maybe some private
money.
But this one, 15 billion, and Zinara says no, there's an issue.
But there. On the 15 billion, was it like proved that $15 billion was
so he lost? Says that's the work of the Anti-Corruption Commission, just to go and inquire and find out what is going on.
Maybe that's why they are being brought in. Muzvare Majome, tinzwe kuti munotiwo muchitaura nyikani rurimi rwaamai. Vakawanda vari kungochema kuti vafunga kuti pane chinobuda kukomisheni, vachitarisa kuti mamwe makomisheni zviri kungonzi zvawanikwa zvakati zvakati, kwabuda maripoti asi hapana matanho anozoonekwa achitorwa.
Izvi zvongodzokera nyaya yekuti chokwadika zvakakosha kuti chidi kana tichiyera nyoka toyera iri toyera nyoka, kana tiri kuyera ndati kana gonzo toyera gonzo. Hatingasanganisi kuyera gonzo nekuyera nyoka. Makomishona andiri kunzwa ari kungotaura nevanhu. Zvino chokwadi tiite ruzivo chokwadi muZimbabwe zviri pachena. Handibve kuti makomishona avari kutaura haasi makomishoni econstitution akagadzirwa neconstitution iyi. Avari kutaura nezvemaripoti avo ane basa rakatosiyana, anogadza nenzira dzakasiyana. Saka zvinoda kuti tirambe tichingodzokera tichikurudzira kupa kushambadza ruzivo kuti tichinyatsotaura nezveanti corruption commission nebasa rayo. Then zvimwe zvanga zvichitaurwa zvichiitwa ehe ndirikuzvipa kuti vanhu vari kuti havaoni ichi havaoni zvinobuda inini handigoni kupikisana nemaonero evanhu kana ndizvo zvavanofungawo ndizvo zvavanofungawo kana vachifungawo kuti hapana chinobudawo ini handizivo ndiringoriwo munhu handingazivi zvinoitika mangwana kana neivo ini handifungi kuti tese ivo neni tinazivo kuti zvechokwadi pachaitika chakati zvechokwadi hapaitiki chakati chatingaziva chete ndechekuti commission iyi ine basa rakatarwa muconstitution rinofanirwa kuti riitwe zvichaitika zvinhu zvichaitwa necommission kana kuti zvaicharegera kuita saka zvinoda kuti noti tingapedze ndechekuti hapana chichaitika pane chichaitika tese hatizivi chinoitika asi chiripo ndechekuti basa racho rinotofanirwa kuti riitike inini commission ndakazvipira kuti ndiite basa rinoda kuitwa necommission iyoyo asi chimwe chandichataura chandinoona chichiri kuonekwa handifunga nevanhu vakawanda pamwe vamwe vari kuchiona hamini asi zvandinoona indofunga kuti ndechokwadi vanhu vari kugumbuka nekuti uori hwanyanyisa munyika chokwadi zvakawanda zvisiri kutomboitwa asi commission yeanticorruption indiri kuona hangu chimwe chinhu chikuru chiri pairi kuti mutungamiriri wecommission uku hapasati pamboitwa chairperson veanticorruption commission anichi ane simba rakadaro jaji vehigh court asi zvekuseka nazvo izvozvo hapasati pamboitwa utungamiriri wecommission hune huremu hune hudzamu inini izvozvo zvaizvo zvinotondiratidza kuti patosiyana patosiyana ini ndaimbova mudare wemuparamende ndaitombotungamirira portfolio committee justice ichikoka commission kuti nekuti muconstitution munotaura kuti anticorruption commission vamwe macommission vaifanirwa kuvapa mukana kuti vauye vataure kwatiri nezvebhajeti ravanenge vakuzoda kuzopiwa saka ini ndakaona makomishini handinambonyatsoona zvanga zvisina seutungamiriri panga pasina hameno panenge panga pakatosiyana ndikuona kunge danho rekutogadza jaji wekuhigh court chinhu chihombe ichocho hatisadherere izvozvo zvine zvazvinotonyatsoreva kuti masimba acho nechimuka chinoda kuitwa uyezve chimwe chiripo ndechekuti zvandinoonawo ndiri kuparamende makomishen aya anogadzikwa neconstitution haanga haapihwi mari yacho yekushandisa vanga vasina pane anticorruption commission yaivepo yatomboyavaamazanonadesk chaivo vakanga vasina ini ndakakashika madzavezvi chaizvo chingazi vari kutombotitototenda reserve bank yatombotipa mari yekuti tibhadhare titenge bond
muzare majomi ndokubatai muromo
zvinhu zvinoda kugadziriswa zvese izvozvo
ndokubatai muromo ramba henyu muri parunhare titore vamwe vateereri todzoka kwamuri tisati taenda hedu tine muteereri anonzi Vasikumbuzo Mulalazi tisati taenda kuna Mulalazi togamuchira vadavid jamela vanovesa chigaro weanticorruption trust of southern africa vapinda muchirongwa tinogamuchirai muchirongwa vajamela
manheru vateereri
yes bata henyu vajamela tingoti dee kunzwa kuna vamulalazi
baba mulalazi ukonekuani
yeoaiaibonani
njani foti sipona kuti kakake njengamafitshani unobona njani izimbabwe anticorruption commission le
lukele luhle kakhulu lelo baba diwe idimoni lokusela idimoni le-corruption vele ifuneka khona ukuthi abantu especially isizwe sezimbabwe ukuthi sonke sibe ngamaphoyisa sibe lilihlo likahulumente lokhona kwabanye abakhulumayo ukuthi lo ofuma lelo hlelo ukuthi naye uthini ukuya phambili phela lokuya phambili okuthi kwabanye bekhuluma into eyenza ngalamuva izwe ngeke liye phambili so I think uhlelo lokufuneka abantu ngesizwe sibe yithi esigada khonoko ukuthi ziba sithengisiwe ukuzenzeka stress ukuthi kwenzeke ngoba i-corruption yenzeka ithi kuba emphakathini njenge-community yazi ukuthi izalela kuphi amaqanda alento ethiwa i-corruption akuphi
yeka
thina-ke siyabulelao macala
kodwa ubona zali bangayinelisa yini ukuthi ufaka abantu emapoliseni kunambana ukuthi babotshwe kumbe vele nje ukuzikhulumela asithi ke umongameli kuthiwa uyacatshangela ukuthi ulecala lokuthi wenza ungethembeki kambe bangamgola labo bemphosela phakathi kunangumbona wakho
ukuboshwa komuntu kimi akutsho lutho into enkulu ukuthi into mayiveze ivezekile ukuthi umuntu lomne kanjani kancane kancane siyadilika indonga nangizejele ukuzidilika ngelonga ngelodo uzodilika lo muntu ngoba ma esonga abantu nasina confidence umuntu bezazi ukuthi isela kumengabuza ngamandla noma iphoyisa noma umongameli as long as ekubonakele ukuthi umuntu onganayo iqiniso ngekaphila emphakathini.
Mhm, ake siyabonga emlalazi baba ongathina kusasa. So, Mr. Mlalazi is saying that, you know, this is a very good thing, and he thinks that is the way forward, you know, is the way to go from the president's side and his colleagues. So he says, you know, the Anti-Corruption Commission is bound maybe to come out with certain issues and then maybe address the corruption that is in the country.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Jamela. Mr. Jamela, your take on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commissioners today.
The Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, we actually welcome this move. We have been calling government to expedite the appointment of new commissioners. As you know, the commission yakaitwa disband, and there are a lot of questions that have not been answered yet. Could you say yakaitwa disband that commission? But nonetheless, we are very, very happy that this is now happening, and we have seen the list the MR commissioners yakaitwa sworn in, and we are very happy with what's happening now. But what we are only looking forward to now is to see the results. Because the results, those jataura kuti commission ichange ichibata basarayo say, and we want to work very closely with the commission as well, because we, as a trust, we also are representing a lot of cases that are reported through our organization. And so what we want to see is moving from just a talk show into actually putting it into action. And we are happy that instrument 143 of 2019, Yaka Pamasinda Kunema Commission officers, kuti watange wawo nemasimba akangofanana nemapurisa. Saka we want to see kuti maresults achatanga kupinda here nemasimba yawo akakapuwa.
Thank you so much, Jamela. Ramba yanyimuri parunare Gibbs.
So what's the best way, Mr. Jamela, in terms of arming these people to have those kind of powers?
I think there are some interesting developments in Aitika, because in the past we were commission yanga isina ma resources akakwana, and we are still calling for the government to give all the resources necessary for this commission to be either effective, either independent, isina favor, isina choose that this one is politically aligned, who is not politically aligned, so can be what shall. We have seen the government has started opening offices in all provinces, Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, which is a really good move. And we want to see the public also using those facilities to report more cases of corruption in the country.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller. Can you still
go? Anzeva Chibadura, Kanarva Chibedura. Hello?
Yeah, Magadie, you baba.
Takasimba baba, Zidane, dia ni kwa?
Yeah, ndi Chibadura, chaiye.
Chibadura, uwe kubadura mawaya. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, tototenda imi pfungwa dzenyu, tipei nokuti mukano nokamunodyiwa nenguva pane vateereri vari pamutsetse.
Ndatenda zvangu. Mubvunzo wandoda kubvunza inini kune vaitwa nhasi, ndiri kutanga vaapointwa na president. Ko ivo manje vakazoita find out yekuti ane mamwe macorruptions macorruption aripo president vari involved kunyanyanya panhau $16 billion shares wa diamonds president wakuone kwa vari behind that issue are they gonna arrest the president wao is the one who appointed them munhu anoda kubvunza vaapointwava nhasi simba racho vacharivana here rekusunga president nekuti nhau yakatotangwa nemukuru wemaiti before the takeover of this ai distinction chipanga akatombotaura nayo $16 billion kuti misisi yangwa is behind that $16 billion kuchiyadzwa diamond
mukoma chibadura mazita hatikwanise kutaura mazita evanhu vasiri muchirongwa chinoichi saka hatikwanise kutinge tichinongedza vanhu
saka ndaida kubvunza kuti vachakwanisa here
kusunga
vapresident kana vakaonekwa vari pacorruption
regai tipe mukana kuna commissioner Majome kana makamaka materera mubvunzo wabva kuna vachibadura vari kuti ivo munokwanisa here kuzoti mukawana uori uchinongedza kuna president munge muchivasunga nekutora matanho
ini ndinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wabvunzwa navachibadura zvinongodzokera zvakare kune zvandambotaura pekutanga kuti zvakakosha ende ndinotenda imini vatepfenyuri kuti munopa mukana wekuti tikurudzire handiti kuti ti ruzivo rwemafambiro anoita bumbirero redu remutemo nyika yekuti zvipararira vachibadura ava vanoda kuti tivayeutidze kuti constitution yedu zvainotaura inotaura kuti kana munhu ari mutungamiriri wenyika aneya inonzi immunity from prosecution paanenge ari muofisi handiti panguva iyoyo paanenge ari president wenyika anoreva kuti hakwanisi kuti ange achifunga ngatiti aite mhosva zvichireva kuti kana akabuda anokwanisa kubva azosungwa paanopedza izvozvo ndo zvinotaura bumbiro redu samunhu wavo kurayirwa nebumbiro maonero angu ndinoona kuti izvo zvinoitirwa nekuti zvinotarisirwa kuti munhu anenge achitungamirira nyika hatarisiri kunge achipara mhosva nekuti anototora mhiko yekuiye ndiye basa rake izhinji nderekuzadzikisa mutemo wemuzimbabwe saka panotarisirwa kuti panotsvagwa vanhu vaneche vanhu vane nduramo vasingangofambi vachingoita zvinhu saka ndo mbiduro yangu yekutanga iyoyo yekuti bumbiro rinotojekesa zvakare pakuti pachinguva ichocho asi handiona kuti ngatiti mutungamiriri wenyika apara mhosva yenehuori zvinoitika ndezvekuti bumbiro rimwe chetero ndiramba chingodzokera bumbiro vedu wehama ngatitorei bumbiro riri tirifarire tiriverenge tirijaire tione kuti zvinoti kudii nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvokutinetsa izvi tinoona rakatozvidayira kare saka isusu tikaziva kuti tinoti zvakati tinobva tatoramba tichidayira kuti ngazviitwe ngazviri makomishoni anogadzirwa neconstitution aya anosungirwa kuti apote achipa nebumbiro gore negore anofanirwa kupa inonzi ripoti hapafanhwi kupfuura gore asina kupa ripoti yemabasa ayo kuparamende nyaya dzinenge dzofefetedza anopa ripoti kuparamende inoverengwa naminista seapa minista wejustice zvinotonzi futi anogona kuti anokurudzirwa kuti apote achipa pamusoro peinonzi annual report anofanira kupota achitaura nezvechi nezvaanenge ataura saka ini ndinoona kuti ngatitii zvaitika kuti mutungamiriri wenyika aita mhosva inehumori komisheni ikaongorora inini ndinoona zvichii kuti homuchero asingasungwi nguva iyo paanenge achiri president anoche zvinoburiswa mumaripoti zvoshambadzwa uyezve handizvine kuti bumbiro redu rakanaka mufunge rinonyatsogadzira pese bumbiro mumwe chete imomo munototaura mega kuti ngatiti pane mukana wokumubvisa mutungamiriri wenyika kana adi neparamende inonzi confidence kana indition takaita kuvaa mugabe iyaya kana zvinoitwa kana munhu ari kutungamirira achiitisa tsika dzisingaenderani neupresident saka ndinotoona kuti chero asingasungiki asi zvinotodena umwe urongwa hunoita kuti munhu ye ange achizobviswa pachigaro uye ozotongwa saka chimwe chandiva tindidzimikire zvakare ndodzokera zvakare kuda kuita kunge rekodhi yaidzo yekare yaibhamba nyaya yekuti bumbiro rinoti kudi chokwadi ngatizivei ngatirifarirei ngatirizotenoti kudi bumbiro iri ndodzokera zvakare zvandambotaura tirambei tinyatsochenekedze kuti commission inoapindwa nekuti tiri kuona vanhu vanenge vano zvakanaka kana vanhu vachifarira president zvakanaka chaizvo vachimukudza asi vari kuramba vanhu varamba vachingokanganwa kuti commission ye-anti-corruption commission kunzi inoapindwa napresident inoapindwa napresident inoapindwa president ndo basa ravo ndivo head of state ndo vanoita zvirango zvenyika commission ye-anti-corruption inopinda muchigaro nekuti inosarudzwa nedare reparamende pakaitwa inonzi checks and balances ini ndinotenda mari kuti ndakavewo munamuvainyora bundire takanyatsoruka mufunge kuti masimba anyatsodonzerani pasavane akanyanya komiti yeparamende nhengo dzeparamende dzinovhoterwa nesu yeruzhinji ndidzo dzine utungamiri hwahwo hunonzi committee on standing rules of parliament ndiyo ine utungamiri hwakasiyana-siyana kubva mapati ese ndo inosarudza inoita mainterview takaitoenda kumainterview ndo vanosarudza vopa president kana vopa vanhuedzi mazita 12 pa12 iva anenge vasarudza president anonhonga pane ivavo vari 12
thank you so much
ngatizviyeuke izvozvo
komishina maita basa rambai muri parunhare nguva dzaakutandanisana dzaakumhanya asi vataurayiwo kuti aiwa hanzi mutemo bumbiro remutemo the constitution gives a sitting president immunity but once he leaves office he's like Gibbs
yeah so maybe Michael is he still there Ndiweni I think he's gone Ndiweni are you there baba Ndiweni khona
I'm there yeah ngkhona
yeah fake lokugcina kunapho sibili ube sizihambela ke mzalo ubona ngazani pho kumele benzeni omajomi lapha kumele benzeni
ya bona ngibona ngani ile crisis ye bengithi nge image ibap anti corruption ile crisis yekuthi abantu abayithembi there is no trust in the commission so I think umlando omajoma that they have now is to find ways low cost ways of getting people know that this commission is serious about its work even visible to the people ibe ngumngane wabantu must be friend to the people so that people actually can open up and tell them ukuthi what is happening and then they do action and also I implore the commission to take serious the aspect of fighting corruption with local government in local authorities there's so much rot in the local authorities and for me that's my passion because sebenzela khona and I think that it is where service delivery is so if they need to do something drastic about local authorities and really deal with rot and so that the country tries to actually perform better in terms of providing service to citizens. So for me, those are my closing words to say, okay, you need to be visible, be friends with the people, find ways to get the trust to the people. And if they don't trust you right now, they are very skeptical about the commission. And that's what keeps corrupting in the authorities.
Thank you very much. Sibongeka khulu ngathi nokusasa baba. Maybe, yes, maybe Mr. David Jamela, your last words.
I think certainly from our point of view, we want to congratulate President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government for walking the talk on these reforms.
Mm-hmm.
But what we now want to see is the result. But also one point we would like to really mention is around whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
We think that there is need also to come up with another statutory instrument that will protect whistleblowers. Because what we have seen recently, if you remember very well, there were some ZANU-PF youth who were demonstrating and calling for some people to be arrested who were implicated in corruption. And then what happened there was that there were threats with legal suits against those ZANU-PF youth. And so what we see is that those people with information, if they are threatened and there is no protection by the state, then it's going to be very difficult to deal with corruption.
Thank you so much. And our time is up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Commissioner Jesse Majome of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, political commentator Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and Mr. David Jamel of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa is based in Botswana. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again next time. Bye-bye.
Neni jonga kande miri nchitenda wa tereri wakwanisa kupinda mchurongwa ni mimose maam chitetevera muru matima na enyika. Rambaya makati tsigira Studio 7 ndenyu mwara rakanaka.